This is STPB News, and I'm Jeremy Ludeman. Rent price growth has slowly diminished in South Dakota this year. That's according to a study by the company Apartment List. The national average of rent prices has also slowed. Chris Salvati is a housing economist with Apartment List, and he says this reduced growth should be good news for tenants.
We calculate, you know, what the median rents are, as well as month-over-month and year-over-year price changes. So for South Dakota as a whole, we're seeing year-over-year rent growth of 0.4%, which is pretty flat. And then in the two kind of big cities that we have data for in South Dakota, Rapid City is seeing 2.5% year-over-year growth, and Sioux Falls also has 0.4% year-over-year growth, same as the state average. So just for comparison's sake, those two, compared to the national average, nationally we're seeing 1.2% year-over-year rent growth. So South Dakota as a whole is seeing kind of slightly lower rent growth than the nation as a whole.
Salvati says this trend is expected to continue throughout the year. He says summer is typically the peak of yearly rent growth. Court documents say a man found with bomb-making materials in his Sioux Falls home during a search is suspected of placing an explosive device at a gas station. The Argus Leader reports prosecutors accuse 43-year-old Mark Einerwald of placing explosives at a get-and-go station in Sioux Falls on July 2nd. He was arrested on July 17th on charges of burglary and possessing a destructive device. A customer reportedly kicked the device away from a gas meter before any explosion could occur. Prosecutors said in court authorities found a manifesto that included threats toward law enforcement and the government at Einerwald's residence. His next court appearance takes place later this week. It was not immediately clear if he has an attorney who could speak on his behalf. More news, listen.stpb.org. Mostly clear tonight, except for a chance of storms late tonight in the lower Missouri River Valley. Lows from 50 to 60. For tomorrow, clear skies for most of the state. There is a chance of storms for the Black Hills. Highs for the upper 70s to the mid-90s.